Hot sauce?
Claude Duhendwa is making his way through the buffet line at his church in Springfield. He made a good living as a woodworker in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But just as he was establishing himself as a young adult, varying ethnic and political groups were sparring for power. Claude, his wife, and their two children found themselves caught in the crossfire. They fled to a nearby forest where they hid from rebel fighters.
When we hear the coming, we were leaving. We decided to leave. We were our mom. When we come back, that we see is terrible. All men they put in the toilets. All we don't have a sewage system. We have a bigger tank for the school. They put all men there inside. It was very terrible.
Claude believed his life was in danger, so he fled with his family to Kenya and applied for refugee status in the United States. Like most refugees, he left almost everything behind. When refugees arrive in the U.S., they are placed with a government-contracted agency that helps them get settled. That includes finding a job. That contract generally runs out after 90 days. At that point, they're expected to fly on their own two wings. Claude speaks English, a skill that many refugees don't initially have. Megan Short of the Missouri Career Center in Springfield says the Ozarks region has fewer jobs for non-English speakers than you might find in more major metropolitan areas.
We also have a lot of different assistive technology devices now that can kind of help people with translating. When you start looking a little bit higher paying jobs that you're more in a management role, it is more important to be able to speak directly with the people that you're overseeing.
Ramona George oversees the English language classes at Ozarks Technical Community College. The classes are free to refugees, she says.
One of the most remarkable things about the refugees from the Congo is the diversity of skill level that they have regarding English, their English speaking ability. We have individuals that have never spoken English before and therefore unfamiliar with the alphabet, the English alphabet, and then we have individuals on the other end of the spectrum that are ready and able to go to school. So it's a lot of diversity there.
George said there was one Congolese woman who didn't even know how to hold a pencil. Other barriers to solid, long-term employment for refugees in the Ozarks are transportation, childcare, and knowledge of local culture. Claude is one of the local success stories. He's landed a job at a factory, and he's renting a house in Springfield.
I am producer because you use a machine. Some machine bring the boxes. You do the finishing. That's the job you do.
He's only been in the United States for 10 months, and he's already turning his attention to helping other refugees find work and begin their new lives in the United States. Since the civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo is ongoing, and since Springfield is a designated spot for Congolese refugees, he'll likely have his work cut out for him. I'm Hannah Sumter for KSMU News.
Hot sauce?
Yes, ma'am, please. Just a little bit right on top.